Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, December 13th, 2007, is a look at the domination of the Raiders, the playoff focus of the Packers and their fans, and of course, preview the upcoming game in St. Louis. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Drive kick, Blackman coming up under it, makes the catch, across the 45 on the run to the 50, to the 45, 40, cutting back left, he to the 30, to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you
two guys who like to think they know something about the NFC North champion Green Bay Packers!
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
I'm Corey.
Today we'll celebrate the clinching of the NFC North, and of course, look at the Rams game. So let's get started.
Let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good.
Mr. Ryan Grant.
That's a whole lot of good right there. We got some Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings, 100 yards and a touchdown.
Stepping up. We finally have a second receiver. Finally.
Finally. And speaking of finally, finally having a good game, Mr. Nick Collins.
After being called out.
Can we get this from every week, please?
Yeah, can we just every week call occurrence? This week it's going to be Brady Pabinga because he's on the bad with Atari Bigby and Colin Jenkins.
Atari Bigby, why are you dropping interceptions?
Why are you hitting Al Harris? Let him make the play.
And Colin Jenkins, what are you doing? Hitting the quarterback on the interception
return. That was terrible.
That was awful.
And let's talk about the ugly. Aaron's got the obvious here, which is
Mr. Warren Sapp.
And I would include the Raiders, probably.
Yeah, well, Mike McCarthy would include them in the dirty category, apparently.
Yeah, he went for Favre's knees.
Burgess, yeah, well, McCarthy seemed to say, what did he say? The quote was, he thought it was unnecessary.
Yeah, I kind of like it when the NFL protects quarterbacks. I know you like that they should play football or whatever, but
it's a game of football.
Yeah, but
here.
I think you got to take the quarterback out of it because the quarterback needs to be the sacred cow because without the quarterback, nobody's watching football, bro.
Nobody protected Johnny Unitas.
Protected Bart his offensive Starr. Line.
Yeah, and he still took a ton of hits.
Yeah.
Down his knees.
That hit by Colin Jenkins was kind of WWF.
It was awesome. I mean, it was a stupid play, but it was a great hit.
It was stupid.
It was freaking brilliant.
Let's talk about brilliant.
Nick Collins.
One game brilliant.
One game of shining brilliance.
The fourth and one in the first quarter.
The counter pitch play. That was ridiculous.
Wow. I was a little worried about it, to be quite honest with you.
I thought he was going to bust it around the side for a touchdown.
I mean, Nick Collins came out of... Yeah, he's so fast. And we all know he's fast, but the open field tackle,
it's
amazing.
Yeah, he took him out of the knees. It was great. It was a great play.
He has... I mean, we all know he has the potential to step up his game to that level. Now, let's see if he can keep doing that.
And what's interesting is he did it this time last year. This same time last year. You go back to... I was looking over on my iTunes. I have all the, the highlights from the all the games, blah, 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 blah. And I was going back to last year, and I was like the last, in December, especially that Bears game, he was off the hook.
Yeah.
He was all over the place. Tackles, interceptions.
Well, and the polls are still open, people.
They are. CheeseheadTV.com.
I still believe there's a controversy. As a matter of fact, I feel there's so much of a controversy that I voted twice. Because last week, I voted for, wanted Aaron Rouse and Atari Bigby. This week, now, because Nick Collins stepped up and Atari Bigby had a terrible game, it needs to be Aaron Rouse. Yeah. Who has the most interceptions as a safety on the Packers?
That'd be Aaron Rouse.
Hello.
And he's on the bench.
I mean, I'm not the coach or anything. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, Mike McCarthy. Got to give you props because you are... You are looking
you are
to be
heaven
the most,
sent.
You are a top five play caller in the NFL right now.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Without a question.
It's amazing. We're running play action runs.
Where we fake the slant.
We are faking
and
slants.
Then run
we're
the play
faking throws. I mean, Brett's always done that, but people are taking it seriously and then we're running it. It's amazing. Else is running plays really, like that?
You know who's running those plays?
Ryan Grant.
Mr. Ryan Grant.
Wow, what a find.
Sixth round pick. People, this is why Ted Thompson is doing it right.
It seems kind of obvious, though. Why isn't every general manager looking at the team, who has talent stockpiled? Look at every team and
look
go,
at the bottom
okay.
of the depth chart
exactly.
and see if they have any talent.
Who has the talent at the depth and who has a good thing?
And this is what he did with Ryan Grant. The Giants had a ton of running backs and they had scouted him out of college and he went and watched him in preseason and then he pulled the trigger for the trade. Great idea. He did the same thing this week, getting that the kid from Minnesota, whose name escapes me at the moment. But he looked at somebody who had a lot of defensive line talent, the Vikings. They let this kid go. They tried to sneak him in on the practice squad.
The Vikings
squad,
trying
and
to
now
do
we took
anything.
Him. We need a defensive tackle.
The Vikings
there he
administration
is
so terrible.
They are.
But Ryan Grant, he could get, I mean,
it's possible.
It's not inconceivable.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
He could get 1,000 yards.
And he hasn't even started like half a season.
Wow.
1,000-yard rusher. Well, they asked him about that this past weekend, and here's what he had to say.
It wasn't something that I were really worried about. I want to win. Number one is winning. So, you know, like I said, if that happens, you know, that's definitely something special. But, you know, number one, we want to win games. So we want to do whatever it takes to win games, and we feel like if we perform from a backfield standpoint, we will win.
Oh, yeah.
You will win.
Oh, yeah.
You'll keep winning.
If they keep running like they're running.
Ain't no stopping winning.
Nope.
That's
especially against,
about.
Well, the run defenses we're playing against are
pretty mediocre. So that helps things. It definitely helped things last week.
I'll take it.
But you know what doesn't help things? Disrespecting from the national writers.
Oh, from CNN SI.
Give me a break. Who? Don Banks.
Time
what
Warner.
What are you talking about?
Does
yes, it's the corporate overlords, I tell you.
It's true.
No, but really, Don Banks this week came out with an article saying that it was all but a done deal that the Patriots and the Cowboys are in the Super Bowl.
Isn't it, though?
I take exception to that, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, to not even, he just, I mean, the way he wrote it was like, oh, we've all seen now that the Cowboys are the best and they're going to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, though.
Excuse
if you've seen games against
me.
The Patriots, you can see they can be beat.
Oh, hello? Did the Cowboys not almost just lose to Detroit? In Detroit?
It wasn't just almost. Like,
the game was lost.
They lost the entire game until the end.
Detroit choked. I mean, if A, Hansen
Detroit,
makes his kick, or
man.
B, Paris Lennon, ex-Packer, just falls on the ball rather than kicking it,
that's
the game.
There's a reason they're an ex-Packer.
Exactly. And yeah, it was on display
like
for all to see on
90%
Sunday.
Of the ex-Packers in the NFL, there's a reason.
Exactly.
Javon Walker, we're talking about you.
We are talking about you, Javon Walker. Oh my God.
Darren Sharper, we're talking
started
about you.
On Javon Walker. But really, I mean, but I do take solace in the fact that I think it was like 4 weeks ago, the same Don Banks predicted that the New Orleans Saints were going to the Super Bowl to be beaten by the New England Patriots.
Aren't they?
Apparently not, since they're just barely maybe going to get a wild card.
What about that Monday
lucky.
Night game? It was terrible.
Oh.
Who wants to watch Atlanta against New Orleans?
What
anyone?
I don't think. How much is ESPN hating the fact that they pay all this money and they don't get any flex games whatsoever? They got to stick with what they
I'm kind of glad
NFL.
Because I have to say, oh. And I know our fans get mad when we talk crap about things.
But Kornheiser is terrible.
And Monday Night Football is a shell of its former self.
It's awful.
Don't
it's
go to SportsCenter. Don't go to stuff baseball. Don't do that stuff. You're diluting the brand.
But we digest. We digest? We digress. It's great.
I'm digesting.
I'm digesting
right now.
The lovely beer that Corey gave me this evening.
I'm digesting the fact that who's going to be the historian of the Green Bay Packers with that now that Lee Remmel is retiring?
My goodness, this
all
could
that
be like
knowledge
a
in his brain. They should like take when if he like dies, they should take his brain just in case
see,
that one day that you can
they need that
you can,
information.
You can use
to
a brain
save the human
like,
race.
Like a flash drive. Because think about it. Think about it. If you could plug
Lee Remmel
brain
into a computer.
Into a computer.
Oh my goodness.
You'd get everything.
He's amazing.
You'd get video.
And
that,
I wrote about
it. It doesn't even exist.
I wrote about it this week, and I'm serious. They used to do this local thing. It was right before, because CBS used to have the NFC games. And when I was a kid, the local CBS affiliate had their own half-hour Packer pregame show.
Wow.
And at the end of every show, all the people at WBAY.
That must have been terrible.
It was awful, but it was great. I ate it up like a junkie that I was.
Of course.
But at the end of it, they had everyone from the staff would predict the game, and they would always ask Lee Remmel right at the end. And he, I mean, I swear to goodness, 99% of the time, he always took the pack. I mean, this is when the pack was really terrible.
Wow.
I mean, the guy just bled the green and gold.
Yeah,
it,
he
it
did.
It didn't matter. And he still
and,
does.
Like I said,
God
he knows
him.
Stuff. There's stuff that is lost with him.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, actually, they asked Mike McCarthy, I think it was yesterday in his press conference about Lee Remmel. And, you know, he had some great, great words about him.
I mean, Lee Remmel's a classic. I've never been around anybody like Lee. I can recall 99. Actually, I think I probably spent more time with him in 99.
just because where my office was located, it was kind of a common stop for him when he'd come through the hall. He'd always tell me that he must have told me a story about Art Rooney and the Steelers about 20 times just in the year I was here. So he just, you know, people like Lee are so special because they have lived through so many different decades and generations of the sport, especially with the history of the Green Bay Packers. He's definitely someone that's been special to this organization. Just a very unique individual.
Word.
Mike McCarthy is such a class act. I mean, he really is.
It's true. And he's a really good play caller.
He's a great play caller, but he's a great individual. He really is. Everything from just everything. This week, he is going to be ringing a Salvation Army bell from 4:30 to 5:30. Tomorrow, actually, Friday in Green Bay. If you get a chance, you can go get an autograph. Get
That's
some money
cool.
to the Salvation
he
Army.
He should wear a Santa suit. He could be a good Santa.
He would be a great Santa.
Not as good as Mike Holmgren or Andy Reid.
No, but I mean, Mike close. McCarthy, applause all around. Applause. Great guy. I mean, just nothing but class. Nothing but class. And you know what he needs to bring that class? To St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis.
He needs to be teaching class.
To the greatest show on turf.
Not.
We are the greatest show
we
on turf.
We are now. I know. We're about to be. Aren't we?
With some 5-1.
Big five in the house.
Let's talk about the rankings of the St. Louis Rams, just because we need to focus on the St. Louis Rams
let's
right
now. Let's
focus
on the St. Louis Rams.
Sort of time, okay?
It's that time.
Total defense for the Rams, 18th. Yeah.
Not so
versus
good.
The rush, which makes you believe that, oh, by the way, the Raiders had 12 men on the field, and we still got a first down. I just had to say that. So it looks like we're going to see a lot of Ryan Grant against the Rams.
Yeah, you think so?
16th. They're tied for 16th against the pass. But, you know, I want to see some big five. I want to see dinking and dunking.
Dinking and dunking.
Don't get away from it. We did it against the Raiders. We just dink and dunk, and we took that 80-yarder to freaking Greg Jennings.
And
it's
like,
hello.
Saying? You know what I'm saying here is that this is a great warm-up in the Jones Dome or whatever the heck it's called down there in St. Louis now. Just, you know, it's a dome scenario. Let's get a little dome dinking and dunking, much like we're going to do in the NFC Championship game at Dallas. Oh, I didn't say that. I mean, we're focusing on St.
Yeah,
Louis.
Yeah, wait.
I mean, I don't know what we're talking about.
Let's hear Double D talk about Big Five.
It's just that when you line up with five wides, no one can stop that. You know what I mean? No one feel like they, if they feel like they have to stop one guy, then this guy hurts them. And right now, they feel like they don't have enough DBs to put on there or the doubles, so they have to play us man-to-man. Play us man-to-man, we'll hurt you.
Oh, yeah, we'll hurt you.
Double D. This kid is amazing.
Who's more reliable on third down?
Nobody. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He really
is. He's unbelievable on any down.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the game he had. We're at the point now where Donald Driver is being taken for granted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about the game he had last week. You're talking about Greg Jennings, Ryan Grant, you know, Will Blackman. Donald Driver had a great game.
Yeah, he sustained drives.
Game.
He was the glue of the offense.
He was so great. And yet, but come Tuesday, Thursday, you're not talking about him anymore.
That's true.
But the kid's amazing.
Well, and
he's amazing.
I don't know that there's any receiver I'd rather have blocking for me.
Oh.
If I was a runner.
He's all heart. He's all heart.
Well, what else is interesting, speaking of the national media, is now they're all up on the bandwagon of our receivers being so badass about running after the catch.
Oh, yeah, leading the NFL still.
Well, not only leading, but it's as if we took off and we're in Los Angeles. We left we left New York and we drove to Los Angeles and we're there and everybody else is just leaving New York.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. They're ridiculous. I mean, the Corn Robinson play this week, past weekend was absolutely indicative. I mean, it was like an 8-yard pattern, and he broke it for like 41 yards. It was brilliant.
Which really goes to show you, Mike McCarthy, stick with dinking and dunking.
Stick with dinking and dunking. Take your shots.
Take your shots.
Later in the game.
You did it in the Raider game. Keep it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, the Packers, they need to focus on this game. Like, I can't say that enough. I mean, I know everyone's really excited about the playoffs, really excited about, you know, getting the number 2 seed.
Yeah, but Steven Jackson and Torrey Holt are still dangerous.
They are.
Steven Jackson has it's a pretty cool commercial. That commercial is that for Madden?
No, it's a Nike commercial, but
it looks like a video game. That's why I think it's for one.
And Michael Mann directed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
He did that one in the Sean Merriman one.
Yeah, they're really cool.
They're amazingly
well. But there's a reason he's being marketed. Yeah. I mean,
he's really good.
That's why. Yeah.
And the thing is that's why the Packers need to obliterate them early. If they can make Steven Jackson like not part of the game, then it's over. It's over by halftime. But
it's indicative of how we've been winning this whole season.
Absolutely.
We've been ahead. I mean, I kind of feel like it's a cliche. If you look at historically, when we're ahead with this quarterback, it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. And it played out even in Dallas. You know, when we got behind, Favre felt he had to make something happen and we're in trouble. You know, but that's the thing. We need to crush them early or else, you know, they'll stick around and anything can happen in the fourth quarter.
And
you can't have that.
You know what I really want to have happen? We had a fan write in. It was an amazing email from St. Louis. And we would have probably included it on that week's podcast.
But we thought it made more sense this
Makes more
week,
sense now.
For obvious reasons.
He wants everybody to do the Favre MVP champ.
MVP. Brett Favre. Fourth MVP for number four. Four for four. We need to start it. We need to start every time Brett throws
Screw
a touchdown.
Screw Tom Brady.
Oh, no. No
Sick
Tom
of Tom Brady.
Brady. No
I,
Tom Brady.
I think
Brady.
Tom Brady's a really good quarterback, but...
Yeah, he is.
And his numbers are
ridiculous.
Stellar. They're historic.
But
who
who's
means
more,
more to their team
Absolutely.
Than Brett Favre?
Absolutely. None. Nobody. Tom Brady is the Patriots, but like Brett Favre is the best player ever to
and
wear a
it's
Packers
the biggest
jersey.
Reason.
And the Packers are the greatest team ever in the NFL.
Oh, that's true.
Hands down.
Oh, that's true.
So, I
is
mean,
there any argument?
No, absolutely
not here.
Not here. I highly doubt it. I'd be shocked.
And I will say that's the reason that we can't look past this game because right. we do look past this game. And Darren Collins is playing tackle. Did I just say that?
You did.
I did.
He's protecting Favre's blind side.
I need to be quiet.
It could possibly happen this weekend. Anything can happen, and that's why I'm saying we
if
need
Craig
to run Null Ryan Grant
is starting for the Green Bay Packers.
It's game over. Season over.
See ya.
See ya.
That's MVP, and that's both things in one.
Exactly. That we get, start the MVP chant, because he is. Because if he's not there, the season's over. And he deserves it. I mean, it's the best year of his career, and he's won three MVPs.
If you take Tom Brady out of New England...
They still have a great defense.
They
and
still could probably win the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that. I mean, Castle is a good quarterback, but we haven't seen what he can do
Who
in
knows?
The regular season at all. In fact, he came in a game this year and got picked off and got replaced by Brady again. So
that would be kind of cool.
That would be hilarious.
That would be a controversy right there if they lost
because
had to put their backup in. Oh, I would love that.
Anyway, it's not the Patriot
we
Hater
digress.
Podcast. It's the Packer
it's
Podcast. It's the Packer Transplant.
But I want it to be the Patriot Hater Podcast.
We'll do that some other time. That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants.
Go Pack.
Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.